Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your psalm that says, I love your commands. Place this love deep in our hearts tonight to hear and to respond to your word. Help me, Lord, to break open your word to your people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. A few years ago, up in Darwin, we used to go into the prison. Brother Paul was there too, actually. He might even remember a man by the name of Kenny in prison up there. Kenny was an Aboriginal man who had been in and out of jail a fair bit from a fairly young age. And when I met Kenny, he was a man that could actually draw together a group of men in the prison, some of them pretty tough sort of fellas, and he could draw them together into a prayer group. Not just five guys, not just 10, not just 15, but 20. And if anyone else was wandering past while the prayer group was going, he'd say, come and join us. They weren't scared of Kenny. He didn't have some sort of mafia going in the prison. He just, something shone out Kenny's life, and I was intrigued by his life. And he spoke of an experience he had in jail, in his cell. He said that he experienced the light of God, and as he identified, the light of Christ coming to him. And it was enough for him to glimpse something of the glory, the peace, the healing, the promise of God for him, that it had a profound effect on his life, not only on his interior life, that he kind of recognized that God knew him personally, but it began to have an effect beyond the interior experience to those around him. I mean, he could have experienced a lot of shame and ridicule, which he often did in prison because of his very profound experience, which he would often talk about. But he would kind of had this sense that he was sort of almost detached from what people thought of him. He could laugh in the face of people who ridiculed him with not a sort of condemning laugh, but laughing at himself. And people were amazed by his ability to actually laugh at himself and still offer the hand of friendship and welcome. So certainly something had happened in Kenny's life. And he said to me, I won't come back into here, Steve. You won't see me back in here. Many years later, after Kenny had got out, I was still in prison as a prison chaplain in Darwin. And I met another fellow in prison and from the same area that Kenny was from. And I said, oh, do you know Kenny? He said, yeah, he's my uncle. And I said, oh, how's he going? He said, you know, he's amazing, my uncle. He has a big effect on me. Still having a big effect on me. He's always telling me I should do the right thing. I must listen to him one day. And he said, every morning Kenny gets up and he gets his mug of tea, takes his guitar, takes his Bible, and he walks around the community, just sharing a word or a song. You know, that was probably 5 or 6 years after I met Kenny. You see, he had glimpsed the glory of Jesus. He had profoundly been touched by the kingdom of God. You see, because the kingdom of God has already come in Jesus. It's already taken hold in our world. It's always at work, churning over in the hearts and minds of men and women. Yes, they have to make the choice. They have to decide to come into the kingdom of God. They have to make the decision to live. They have to make the choices to live the way Jesus gave us the example to live. We have to make the choice to make him the Lord of our lives. But the kingdom of God has certainly come in Jesus and continues to take hold in every generation in men and women's hearts. But it hasn't fully taken hold. Didn't you ever notice that? The fullness of God's love and peace and justice, the power of God exhibited in Jesus and his miracles and healing, in forgiveness and in mercy. It's very prevalent in the work of God and the kingdom of God taking hold, but it hasn't taken hold completely yet and won't completely take hold until Jesus comes again. When Jesus comes again in glory, and when there will be no doubt about whether he's come or not. There's a few people around us said that he's come already. We just missed it. So if that's the case, that Jesus has come already and we've missed it, then we're wasting our time here. But actually, very clearly, the scriptures say that Jesus will come again and there will be no doubt. And in the new heavens and the new earth, there will be no sickness, death, suffering, sadness, or disease, or sin anymore. And so the Lord bestows upon us the grace to be able to glimpse the glory of God. That may be in a moment like Kenny had, or it may be at a dawning upon us through our lives, through the choices we make daily for God or for myself. You see, the kingdom of God is taken by those who are hungry for it, who are looking for it, who look for that great pearl of price that the merchant we hear of in the scriptures tonight. They're actually looking for the kingdom of God. So when we come to the Eucharist, which is the great pearl of God's presence amongst us, what are we looking for? Is it a social event? You know, I'll see who's around. Is he there? Is she there? Did they notice me tonight? Did they see how I'm dressed? Maybe I should have gone back to the mirror again before I came. You know, why have I come? Who am I looking for? You know, what am I all sort of wrapped up in when I come to the Eucharist? What absorbs my attention? What's taken hold of my heart? You see, this is the freedom that God offers us, is to take hold of the kingdom in Jesus. But if we're really looking for the kingdom of God, if we're really seeking to take or allow Jesus to take hold of us, then we're prepared to give everything away. And many have done that here. Many have done it down through the ages. They've glimpsed the glory of God, and it was enough. It was enough to affect everything in their lives. Like St. Ignatius of Loyola says, my life is for the glory of God. Why do we exist as human beings? For the glory of God. You know, we hear a lot in all sorts of programs, in all sorts of movies and books and so on about follow your dream. You can do anything. Just follow your dream. It's just the reality that, you know, our focus can be on things that just aren't of God. They're just not of God. And so the Lord calls us to have this simple background to everything we do. My life is for the glory of God. See your dreams in the context of that. Yes, follow your dreams. How will I give glory to God? What's my dream to give glory to God? Or rather, Lord, what's your dream in your heart for my life to give glory to you? Because see, we can be swept along in the sort of Christian atmosphere. You know, I can like the atmosphere. I can be sort of running along with all everyone else, but never actually have made the decision that I want to take hold of the kingdom of God and I want to give everything. Never actually have made that decision in our lives. Or we may be a fair way along in the journey. Yes, where we feel that we have done that. We have given all for the kingdom of God. But we've found that things haven't worked out quite the way we expected. We've found that we've been bruised. We've been beset by failure, perhaps. Perhaps we've been overwhelmed by our own sort of sense of weakness or inadequacy or sin. And it's sort of, we don't feel that God is working in that place. And we're wondering where those values and the power of the kingdom of God is taking hold in our lives. St. Ignatius of Loyola had a simple, very simple test for us to test where I'm at in relation to the great treasure, in relation to the kingdom of God. And it was simply this. Am I walking under the banner of the cross, or am I walking under the banner of the prince of this world or the prince of darkness? And how do I know whether I'm walking under that banner or the banner of the cross? The banner of the cross is simply this: simplicity, humility, and suffering with Christ. That's the reality. That's what Jesus calls us to. That's the treasure. To be with him, to remain with him, is to follow him simply. He doesn't come. It's interesting, isn't it, in the reading, Solomon doesn't ask for great treasures and power and authority. He asks for the wisdom to be able to govern the people of God. In other words, all that he has, all that he will do, will be for the glory of God. That humility to ask and be open to the will of God for our lives. And the preparedness that when I follow, when I give away all, when I take hold of that which is the kingdom of God, yes, there will be suffering, but I'll be sharing in the sufferings of Christ. That I will be drawn into union with him. That's what friends do. They share everything, their joys as well as their sufferings and their pain. But it's a sweet suffering because it brings us into greater life, greater hope, greater healing, greater joy, greater peace. So I could look at my activities and say, are they under what I'm seeking, what I desire? Is it really to be simple? Is it to be humble? Is it to suffer with? Or have I sort of just drifted into the agenda of the prince of this world? Have I drifted into wanting more wealth, more power, more consume? Have I drifted into my own sort of honoring myself, putting myself at the center of everything? Have I put myself as God, in a sense, displaced God from my life? You know, the wealth and power and pride. And so it's a simple test for those of us that may have been on the journey for a while to draw us very clearly back into the kingdom of God. How do I know if I'm attached? Try and give it up. Try and give it up. Then you'll know whether you're attached to something or somebody. And then to pray for the grace to be free, to live that simple, humble humiliation with Christ. As we come into the Eucharist this evening, it's very clearly from the Gospel, there's a call to be decisive. None of us knows what is in the future for us. None of us knows. We live in a crazy world. None of us knows what will unfold. We only have now, tonight, this moment, like Kenny, to pray for the grace to glimpse the glory of God and to respond with all our hearts. I want to invite you tonight as you come to the Eucharist, whether you've been on the road for 100 years walking with the Lord, or whether you've sort of drifted into the Christian sort of atmosphere and haven't yet made your decision to follow Jesus, I want to invite you tonight again to place your heart and your mind fixed on the glory of God, so that all that I do, all that I am, all I have done, all the resources I have, everything I have, everything I do, every relationship I have, all for the glory of God. That's tonight as we come to the Eucharist. Pray for the grace to be decisive. So as I glimpse the glory of God, to say yes, yes, I have found the pearl of great price, and I will give everything to possess it and to stay with Jesus, who is eternal life, who is the hope of eternal life forever.